The pasuk says about the Torah, "Ki karov elecha davar meod." It's very close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha lasoto. It's in your mouth and heart to do it. Okay, it is very close to you. It's in your mouth and heart to do it. Rav Chalap is going to explain a concept that involves this pasuk. It's worth paying close attention to the concept he's saying, because it really applies to everything in our life. Rav Chalap says there are two types of desire in the world. There's a revealed desire and a hidden desire. The hidden desire has no limits. It has no measurement. The revealed desire is limited. The Medrash says, if a person has 100 coins, he wants 200 coins. Before he had the 100, did he want the 200? What does the Medrash mean? When he has 100, he wants 200. Well, until now, it was a hidden desire. He didn't express the idea, I want 200, because he doesn't yet have the 100, right? You know the joke, I'm working on my second million, I give up on the first one. So long as the guy didn't have the first 100, he's not thinking about it. It's not an expressed desire, it's a hidden desire, because he hasn't yet reached the first 100. Now, when he reached the point where he made his first million, then he starts expressing the desire for the second million. So there's this hidden desire all along, somewhere inside him, he wanted 2 million, but it wasn't expressed. So the active desire is the revealed desire. Our hidden desires, they're not active. I'm not thinking about making my second million right now, because it's irrelevant. You'll ask me deep down inside, maybe, I don't know, I never thought about it. But a person will tell you they're not, it's not a relevant desire at this point. So there are many desires. We walk around all our life with these desires that never come to fruition. A person wants to finish Shas, a person wants to donate $1 million to the poor, a person wants to save 1 million people's lives, a person wants to be influential in helping the Jewish people make the right moves in the state of Israel and internationally. There are many things we want. You ask a person, do you want to be the one that changes the trend of intermarriage internationally? Of course I want to be. Wait, okay, so there are all kinds of desires that are out there. They're not defined. And there are also desires that we never really attain. They're never defined and they're never attained. Well, if they're not attained, that means I haven't given it shape. It's not defined by me. That's why the first rule they say about realizing your dreams is to start giving them form. When you know what you want to accomplish, that's when you've taken the real first step to accomplishing it. If you say, I want to have an income of such and such, I want to have a job of such and such, I want to have a lifestyle of such and such, well, now you've started defining what you want to do, now you can make steps to get there. When you define exactly where you want to go, that's when you start making steps to get there. Comes the Torah and tells us, Ki karov elecha davar meod. Torah is really close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha lasoto. You have it in your heart, you have it in your mouth to accomplish it. What the Torah is telling us is, it's not a fictitious dream. There are dreams that in theory I want them and I really want them. I don't really have a defined vision of where I'm going. Torah, says the Torah, is something that's right there. It's right near you. It's within your reach and it's a defined dream. It's a defined goal. And therefore, la soto, you can accomplish it. It's not like something which is undefined. Yes, I want to solve the crises of the world. I had a devastating, I haven't yet recovered from this, a devastating revelation over the last month about what's going on with human trafficking. I was unaware of how many children get kidnapped and are trafficked internationally every day. I didn't realize this exists. I imagined it happens once, twice. I didn't imagine the staggering numbers all over the world of human trafficking. How many children are actually taken and sold all over the world for all kinds of terrible things. To me, it's staggering. If there were a way to stop it, we should. But you know what? It's just become this amorphous thought in my mind. Hey, there's another problem in the world I was unaware of. But what can I do about it? We come back to our parsha. The Torah says Torah is not that way. Torah is not an undefined vision. Torah is a reality. It's right near you. The Torah says about itself, you can talk about it. You can talk about what you want to accomplish. You should know karov elecha davar mod. It's real close to you. And therefore you should understand la soto, you can do it. When you have a realized dream, a dream that's defined, when you have a defined goal, that's when you're just a step away from getting there. Because if it's reached the point where it's not just that global vision, one day I want to get there, but rather, this is what I want. That's what the Torah describes itself. It says, "Beficho v'livavcha la'asoto," you can talk about it, you can think about it, "Karov elecha," it's real close to you, it's that goal which is doable. It's the person who says, I want by Rosh Hashanah to lose half a pound and keep it off. 1/2 pound, that's what I want to do. Oh, you can do that. You can definitely do that. Is that a real goal? Yeah. I have 6 days, I can do it. It's defined, it's right there. That's what the Torah says about itself. It's right there, it's the next step. It's that desire which is already defined, and therefore it's a step away from accomplishment. Beficha uvilvavcha, the Torah is telling us that the root of tshuva is when I could put my mouth together with my heart. Very often we say things that we don't feel. Very often we feel things that we don't have the courage to say. When we can take what we feel and what we say, and they're in unison, they're in sync, that's when we're on the road to real tshuva. That's why the Torah describes it as beficha uvilvavcha. It's in your mouth and your heart. When you can connect the two, say what you feel and feel what you say, that's when you're on the path to real tshuva.